What is going on? I'm back. This is Kevin. I'm here with CJ once again as we do this Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother 3 catch up. No Danny this week. Danny couldn't quite make it, but CJ's here. CJ, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm really excited because just like I figured, Misha is our first HOH, and she came to play, bro.
You know what's funny is we had that whole conversation, and I mean, if you listen to this, be ready for spoilers because we are going up into the episode on Sunday the 6th. The people that we picked, you picked Misha, I picked Todrick, and they're working together.
Yes, we're here to recap Thursday's episode, Friday's episode, and Sunday's episode with, you know, Monday being airing tonight. Misha immediately wanted to work with Todrick, and I loved it.
It was
super exciting because Misha understood where her placement was in comparison to the game, which is something that we can only ask for. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing we could ask for is her knowing where she was at in terms of the game, because she has the physical strength and she needed someone to help with the strategy. But I told you in the preview, do you remember in the cast preview, I said that Misha is going to be fine because she has the game plan anyway.
Yep.
For her opponents. She understood her deficiencies and she was ready to go. Let's just get into the episodes though. Like, we're not going to go frame by frame because we're about to cover 4 hours of Big Brother.
I mean, this is like a triple eviction episode.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about some of the big broad strokes, right? So we started off on Thursday with Misha as the first HOH, and she really wanted to like build alliances in that first week.
Right. Makes sense, because you know, especially anyone who wins the first HOH, you need to get people on your side immediately because you're obviously the first target when you're no longer HOH.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because people are strong. I want to take them out.
And it really puts you in it's something that we hadn't seen since like quite a few seasons ago, where the first HOH was seen as just too much of a threat. Because lately, they've really been able to use that first HOH to really fortify something. Take for instance last season when the first HOH was Frenchie, but really the first HOH was Kylan, right?
Yes.
Kylan was able to fortify and create alliances that he was able to utilize for the rest of the season. Frenchie was the first HOH, but Frenchie was too messy, so I can't really take that. But usually the structure is you get that first HOH and you build around that. Jackson Mickey from the season before, he was able to fortify around that. Tyler, when he won the first HOH in 20, they were able to take that and fortify around that. Right. So, hell, even Paul, though Cody was the first HOH, Paul was able to take that safety in 19 and really build around himself and take those 8 friendship bracelets and build a structure around himself from that very first HOH, first power. Yes, Cody was the first HOH in 19, but by Paul having their ability to use the friendship bracelets and take those people off the board for Cody to be able to work with, yep, it was really able to create a structure of Josh and Christmas and the rest of them, Whistlenut, Alex, and whatnot. You know?
Yeah.
So watching Misha go in there, standing on top of the HOH bridge, if you will, looking down with Todrick and saying, like, I want to make an alliance, that was really cool.
So I thought it was cool, especially because Misha identified, she said, who are my biggest competitors? The athletes. Well, let me just bring in the athletes. Let me go get Lamar. Let me try to get Mirai. And let me get Chris Kirkpatrick because
I don't know.
I think she was an NSYNC fan, maybe. I don't know.
Lamar, let me bring in Todrick. Let me bring in Mirai a little bit later, but that was the goal, right? And so watching her do that, it was really cool. And she started an alliance with Todrick and Lamar because they're athletic. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Todrick was getting pulled into so many alliances.
I think a lot of people just like him. Like, he's the kind of dude you want to hang out with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that really works well for his game, that, like, which is why I think he's going to win, is he's an understated physical threat being an excellent dancer, mm-hmm. but socially nobody wants to get rid of him.
Correct. And that was something that was really appreciative, because Todrick came in the game expecting not to be in anything, any kind of alliances, not to be able to be pulled into anything, and then he was pulled into literally everything, working with everyone except for Chris Kirkpatrick and Todd Bridges. Chris Kattan and Todd Bridges.
Who were sleeping.
Sleeping all the time. So, for just to recap Todrick's alliances at this point, he was in an alliance with Misha, Lamar, and the three of them. Then at this point, he was in an alliance with Carson, Cynthia, Shayna, and himself. And then he was also in an alliance with Chris Kirkpatrick and himself. And I don't think they had pulled anybody else in yet. Chris Kirkpatrick just said he wanted to have an alliance with Todrick.
There were so many alliances in the first half an hour of Thursday's episode. And the thing that stuck out to me was how messy it was, because some of these people are naming who's in their alliance to other people, which I'm like, what are you doing?
So a fourth alliance is formed with Teddy, Mirai, and Todrick. And then Mirai is talking to Cynthia and says, hey, do you want to be in our alliance too? And then Cynthia's like, yeah, me and Todrick are already in an alliance with Carson and Shayna. And so Mariah's like, perfect. Can we just like tag on to that alliance, me and Teddy? So now we're six and we're the majority. And then Cynthia's like, sure. And they name it the formation.
Yeah, I did not understand how you're going to name who's in your alliance. Like, you're supposed to be in there gathering intel, not spilling the beans.
Right.
Like, I'm not trusting any of these people with secrets, is what I took away from that. Misha included. Todrick's the only one I trust in that house, because he can keep his mouth shut.
And at this point, this is the only named alliance, if you will, at this point.
Yeah, because you have a lot of like pairs and trios, but the six naming themselves is the first, I would call, official Big Brother alliance of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you have people who definitely claim they want to ride together, because Misha and Todrick say they want to ride together. You know, Cynthia and Carson want to ride together. Apparently, Chris Kirkpatrick and Shayna want to ride together. So there's quite a few people who the two of us are going to make it, while Chris Kattan and Todrick just sleep through it.
Now, it's tough, right? Because Big Brother, obviously they're not following, they're not keyed in on Big Brother strategy probably, but Big Brother strategy is go to sleep for the first month and a half, right? That's an old school Big Brother strategy.
Right. That is not that. You can't do that right now because it's celebrity. It's 3 weeks.
We have 3 weeks to get this done. So you can't really just go to sleep for a minute. You got to be ready to play. And I don't think this game is for Chris Kattan.
Nah, man. I think he's there to get that check.
We said it in the preview. And then I feel like we've seen it. I don't think it's for him.
Well, it's funny because even when we're going to get ahead of ourselves here, but like when he's deciding to give the Nom Now bag, he was legitimately torn up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, it's a game. Like, you got to make some tough decisions. And he doesn't seem to like that. He doesn't like that, you know, Mariah's on the block. He doesn't, there's just so much that he's upset about. I'm like, have you never seen an episode of Big Brother before?
Probably not, though.
Probably right? Not.
Like, the likelihood, I'm sure someone just approached him and was like, we could get you a bag. How you feel about this? And he was like, cool. And it kind of shows, because, and I know, and he looked like he's in pain. He probably is in pain, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah.
But it seems to be where the game looks hard for him.
Yeah, I don't, like, especially as you get into these physical competitions, mm-hmm. he's so stiff and he looks like he can't move, and it's tough.
Right. And it's he's not aligned with anyone. He's not working with anyone, which you would think would make you a perfect candidate to pull in. But
well, it's funny because it seems that everybody likes him because everyone has been talking to him, but nobody is talking game to him. And mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a conscious, like, he doesn't want to talk game, or he just doesn't care. He's there for a good time.
Right. Right. And then, so then you have him, then you have Todd Bridges, who's Todd's game picks up as the weekend goes on.
Yes.
But this first day, he's not really there. My favorite part was when they pulled Lamar in for the Alliance to begin with. He's yeah. walking by. Todrick is talking to Misha, and she's like, hey, Lamar, come here. Well, you want to get like an athlete's alliance? And he's like, okay.
I think that is the only thing Lamar has said to most of the people. It's like, sure, whatever. That's cool. Like, he is just that. He's the most agreeable person in that house.
Yes. The only other thing he said is he's talked about shit in the bed. And he's talked about missing his wife.
Yeah, he talked about missing Chloe. He talked mm-hmm. about the difficulty of being a black man, and related to, with Mariah, about, you know, racial tensions and everything. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's just, I'm agree. Lamar, you want to be in our alliance? Cool. Lamar, you want to help me make this cake? Cool. Lamar, you want to burn the house down? Sure, whatever. He is just there to be agreeable. And
I'm loving Lamar, though.
I mean, it'll get you far.
It's been great. It's been great having Lamar on the TV screen. I loved how he told the story about how he met Chloe. It was at Ron Artest's Welcome to LA party when the Lakers traded for Ron and met a world peace. Met a world peace. And we lived in LA at the time. I remember hearing about this. I don't know if you do.
Nah.
So they met at the party and they were instantly like in love, and they got married like a month and a half later.
Oh, he said 30 days.
Yeah. Crazy.
He said like they got together at the party and then they were just together all the time.
Mm-hmm. She was at the games. She was traveling, whatever. Yeah. And then from what it sounded like, he cheated. But, you know,
that's what I don't know if it was the cheating or the drug usage or what.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be the drugs. But it ended up not working out too well for them, and they separated. And, you know, that's the story of Lamar and Chloe. He wants another chance. I hope he gets another chance. Chloe, if you're watching, give Lamar another chance. You wasted time on Tristan. It is time to give Lamar another chance.
I'm pretty sure he can get Shayna to help him.
Probably not. I don't think that she's a big fan of the Kardashians.
No, she said when she accidentally called Khloe a donkey, she has no hate in her heart for Khloe. It's all towards Kim.
All right, Courtney?
Was it Kim? I thought she was saying Kim.
Courtney. Courtney is engaged to Travis Barker.
Either way, she'll help.
Well, this first episode, Misha wants to target Teddy. Yes. Mind you, Teddy is now in alliance with Mariah and Todrick and Cynthia and Carson and Shayna, but she wants to target Teddy, which is great because when she's up there and she's like, Todrick, you want a deal? Perfect. Teddy, I can't make deals.
It's too early to be making promises.
It's because I'm going to be trying to go for you.
It's funny. So the wife, she was very offended that Misha didn't want to work with the girls. I said, Misha comes from a man's world. She's a fighter. Like, she's not used to working with other women. So what makes you think she's going to come to this house and be like, yeah, girl power. Let's do this. Women, all for one. No, man. She's going to go after whoever she thinks is a threat. And she sees that she doesn't think Carson is a threat. So she's going to go after Teddy because Teddy was up there longer. So she sees there's a physical threat. And then as the week goes on, she's like, oh, man, maybe Carson is a threat.
And it's really interesting to me that your wife felt like she would work with the women, because not just because she's a fighter, but she told Teddy straight up what it was. And Misha's brain is not even just like a type dude versus female type deal. Misha's an athlete,
right?
So she wants to work with the athletes. Later on the same episode, she pulls in Mirai, because Mirai is an athlete. Like, that's why she gets pulled in. She's a Olympic figure skater, bronze medalist. Lamar's a bronze medalist. Todrick's a dancer. Misha's a former world champion. Chris Kirkpatrick was in the best boy band of all time. those are the, like you said, Chris Kirkpatrick being in there doesn't really make sense. But the rest of them.
I think Misha had a fangirl moment.
I just wanted to trust him. He knows the game. She surrounded her people with people that don't know the game and people that know the game very well. When Todrick and Chris.
Yeah.
And so putting them together really does help her stock and her cachet in the game.
And they're very, the athletes featuring Chris Kirkpatrick is very close to having a majority already.
Especially with Misha being the HOH.
Yeah.
Because they can make sure they put up someone that's not coming for them or not in their alliance. So the next thing we had happen was the Mon Juan hat.
Mon Juan.
What'd you think of this gala event? The gala prize.
It hurt me. Just because, like, it very early on, it exposes who you're working with. Because obviously you're not going to, like, you want your people to be safe, so you're going to be taking out someone else.
Right.
And I hate when, anytime they make you put your cards on the table, I hate it. Because it disrupts your game.
Right. So I didn't write down the order that the Mon Juan went in, but they get down to where Mirai is basically choosing between giving the hat to Cynthia or Shayna. With the last, so the way the way that the Mon Juan hat worked slash purse worked was that you got the Mon Juan bag and then you give it to the next person all the way down the line to the last person. Having the Mon Juan bag is safe. Now, that was the gift. That was going to be a curse. That was going to be coming a little bit later. But the gift part, that was for the Mon Juan bag. As it got down to it, at the end of the day, Cynthia Bailey is the one that has the Mon Juan bag last. Therefore, is safe for the week.
Yeah, she didn't do a whole lot. She was not a threat. And yet, she was safe. That's how it works.
So later on in the episode, Cynthia is now safe and immune from being put up. We find out that on the eviction night, we will find out what's going to happen with the curse part of it. When I saw Mon Juan written out, I knew that was going to be someone's going to be nominated immediately. I'm just gonna tell you the truth.
Well, it's funny because I saw the now right away. I never saw the nom. So I was like, something's going to happen immediately. I thought they were going to get evicted. I didn't think it was a nomination.
Yeah. Because I said Mon Juan. And I was like, that's a weird name. And I looked at it. I was like, oh, you got to nom him now. I was like, I don't know when the now is going to be, but it's going to be immediate. And We find that out later on eviction night. But going through the rest of the Thursday night episode, Misha goes and decides that she wants to backdoor Teddy.
Which I thought Misha had never watched the show. So either they're feeding her lines or Todrick and Chris are doing a great job coaching her up.
I think Todrick and Chris coached her up and let her know how strategy works. I mean, that's what Todrick's there for a Misha situation, is to tell her how the strategy of the game is going to go. And so they discuss not giving Teddy a chance to compete. So they put up, she needs a couple pawns to get this done.
Yep.
Right. And this is where Misha finally talks to Mirai and talks about bringing her in to her Athletes Alliance, which only makes a ton of sense.
I mean, anytime you can get an Olympic figure skater on your team, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. And she does. And so Misha also realizes that she needs to have a pawn sitting next to them. And what better pawn is there than Carson Kressley?
Well, it's funny because she wanted to use Carson as a pawn because she liked him and was like, he won't go home. At the same time, she didn't think he was a threat yet.
Right.
And Carson did the right thing and was like, on the outside, I'm playing it cool. Yeah, that's fine. You can put me up, whatever. On the inside, I'm freaking out, which I'd be freaking out too. So, you know, Carson went out there, did his thing, was like, yeah, I'll be a pawn. I'm going to go win the veto. I'm going to take myself off.
And I liked that Carson was able to maintain his cool, because that's something that you have to do. And I remember when I first thought about this, I thought Carson was going to possibly be switched to as a target because of his likability. But I mean, this is after though Mariah's telling everybody about the backdoor plan. And so
yeah, I'm surprised. So yeah, she immediately has the conversation with Misha, goes down, tells Teddy what's up. The info gets back to Misha. I'm surprised Misha took her back.
I was too.
Because I don't know if Misha's gonna get another shot at her. And
true,
she's a high level athlete. The first HOH competition was made for the two of them. And Misha said it yourself, you get me in one of these puzzles, one of these brain competitions I'm not that good at. Yeah, because of the sprint that this season will be, I don't know how many chances Misha's gonna get.
And that was something I found interesting because, I mean, especially with Mariah talking, I thought after Misha made that deal with Teddy, the fake deal with Teddy, to keep her safe this week, after the fact, I thought that the target was going to really switch to Carson or Mariah, because Mariah blew up the plan a little bit, and then she makes the deal. I was really concerned.
So I don't think Misha ever intended to go back on the deal. I think what happened was Teddy was the target, and then Teddy came with a good deal, and Misha liked the deal. And at that point, the target had switched to Carson. But then Carson came out and won the veto. And at that point, there weren't a whole lot of options. So it's Teddy or it's Shayna, or it's someone who Misha doesn't view as a threat at all. I mean, she didn't view Shayna as a threat, but she also doesn't view Todd as a threat. She doesn't view Katan as a threat. And you're looking at it, and Shayna comes and says, hey, this is what I'll do for you. And then you have Teddy, who is looking like Carson's, maybe not his number one lieutenant, because that's Cynthia, but definitely some muscle for him. So if you can't, cut off the head, you could at least take off an arm.
Right, take off a limb.
Yeah.
So we get the nomination ceremony, and sure enough, Carson's up there, and Mariah's face is up there. Mariah's a little like panicking a little bit about it. Carson's not shocked. Teddy was surprised, though. I don't know why Teddy was. I guess she was surprised that like her plan worked, sort of.
I don't think she believed Misha at first, because Misha didn't cut her the deal when they were hanging during the HOH comp. But I think Misha always intended to honor her plan had Carson not won. I think she would have just cut Carson. Actually, I think she would have just cut Mariah.
Mariah was already a threat to her, she felt like, in the competition. And right. Then Mariah, loose lips sink ships, man.
Yeah, and that's what it goes back to, what we were talking about earlier about everybody's just naming who's in their alliance. The Chris Kirkpatricks and Todricks of the world are playing great simply by keeping their mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
And which it shouldn't be that easy, but when you got people who don't know the game, it is that easy.
Right. So that's the end of the Thursday night episode. Friday we roll in, and Misha confirms that indeed Carson's the pawn, and she wants Mariah gone. And
yeah,
Carson still is going to gun for the veto, but Mariah is definitely the person that they want out the house. Mariah has the least amount of ties and talks too much. So that's just kind of how that goes.
Well, least amount of ties, talks too much, but is actually trying.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can afford to take the floaters further, because you know you can get rid of them whenever.
Right.
Mariah is not a floater, so you got to get rid of her sooner rather than later.
After that happens, Todrick and Misha start growing closer. I'm afraid for Todrick in this Friday episode, because with him growing closer to Misha, it's becoming apparent that he's in so many alliances accidentally. Like, he didn't create any of these alliances. None of them were done by Todrick.
He's been asked to be
in the wall. Right. And you can't say no. You can't say no. It just doesn't make sense.
You
want to
be in alliance with me?
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course. Like, why would I say no? Even if I don't plan on actually like sticking with you, I have to say yes.
Yeah.
That's just how the game is played. So with that being the case, it ends up getting them caught up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't even that he was caught up. It's, again, he's going to have to declare his intentions early, because his two closest alliances are diametrically opposed a week
into the season. Right. you said diametrically. That's how the story is told. Hamilton is just in my brain. It just lives there. But when your allies are against each other, you're going to have to pick a side. For him, he's going to have to pick earlier, sooner than later. And that's just unfortunate.
And he didn't like it, but he understood the assignment.
Mm-hmm.
He said, all right, like, this has happened. I have to pick a side immediately, because I can either stab Misha in the back and have her come after me, or I can stab Carson and Cynthia in the back, but I'm not scared of them. And that's basically what it came down to.
The next thing that happens is Carson and Teddy are talking with Todrick about whether Misha knows about the Formation Alliance. And because Mariah just ran her mouth earlier, they just assume Mariah is the one that told Misha about it, not knowing that it was Todrick.
Yeah, because, I mean, Todrick played the game well, and it's interesting to see how much time they're showing Todrick is spending with Misha.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know, because we're not in the house and the feeds weren't up yet. Those might be the only conversations they're having. But Todrick did a really good job of having the formation think that he was sticking with them.
Right. And he was able to make it lay low, even though he's, I feel like he's more with Misha than anybody else.
Well, I mean, he said that, you know, Misha very quickly became his number one in the house. Mm-hmm. Also, he's never had a crush on a girl, but, you know, there's a first time for everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Misha just got that energy. I love Cupcake, man. Like, that's why she's my winner pick. I still think that she's likable. She's gets along with a lot of people, and she's smart, and she knows where her strengths and her weaknesses are. I feel like Misha's like the complete package.
I mean, I'm a longtime Misha Tate fan. Remember, we came out on a turnaround trip from LA just to watch Misha fight.
Yeah. Yeah. A few years ago.
Yeah. We are big Misha Tate fans.
Quite a few years ago. Yeah.
So I was very excited to see her. And like I said, the only reason I didn't pick her to win is because I didn't think she could do it socially. But now being paired up with Todrick, I think she might be able to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So next we have the Power Veto competition. We had a little thing where Shannon was afraid that Lamar was not going to like her because she called Khloe Kardashian a donkey on the Wendy Williams show.
Yep.
But Lamar doesn't seem to, like, care. It hasn't come up, so.
Well, Lamar's super easygoing, as we've talked about. You called her a donkey? Cool. Whatever.
Not cool, but, like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So we have the HOA. We have the POV selection. Misha draws Cynthia's button chip. Carson has Lamar, and Mariah picks Todrick to play to save her.
She had house guest choice and chose right. Todrick, which yeah. I found interesting because I didn't know where Mariah would go.
I thought she was going to go with Teddy.
Yeah, but I think because the information had gotten back to Misha at that point, I think picking Teddy would have declared, I'm working with them, which puts the target squarely on you.
Right.
Right. And because Mariah knows that Misha told her that Teddy is the backdoor plan, you can't give Teddy a chance to play for it, even if you want Teddy to, like, even if you want to work with Teddy, you have to at least give the illusion that you're working with Misha.
Yeah, and Misha and Mariah is not aware that the target has changed to her, I guess. That's true.
Right.
And so she would want to make sure that Teddy's available as an option to go up
mm-hmm.
and not just go down. So they play a game called Schedule Snafu. What they had to do in the game, they had to it was like you had like an assistant to decipher and memorize the order. They need to visit these storefronts.
It was a logic puzzle.
Yeah. Carson went first, then Cynthia. Lamar goes. Lamar was funny, man.
So Lamar said that he was throwing the competition so that he wouldn't come across as a threat.
You're 6'10". You're naturally a threat, my guy.
Like Lamar, you didn't throw. He didn't throw the competition. I think he took a nap outside. And then when the timeout buzzer went at 30 minutes, he was like, "Great power nap. Time to go back inside." Like, I think he ran around long enough for the cameras to make it look like he did something. Then he just went to sleep.
Yep. So Lamar timed out. Misha did it in like a little under 9 minutes. Todrick and Mariah were close to each other, but not close to Misha. Cynthia was even longer. But Carson did it in under 4 minutes.
Yeah. So the times were, not the exact times, but Carson was at 4 minutes. Like you said, Misha was a little bit under nine. Both Mariah and Todrick were around 16:50. Yeah. Cynthia was at 22:40.
And Lamar took a nap.
So, Carson murdered that comp.
Yeah. Destroyed it. Which is raised Carson's threat level in my mind.
Well, the fact that Carson, I didn't believe Carson when he said that he fell on purpose on the first HOH. He was like, I just want to be in the middle of the pack. I don't want to look like a standout, da 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 da, whatever. And then he came out and murdered this. I'm like, okay, maybe he did fall on purpose. Like, maybe maybe he is the threat that he says he is. So that was.
And he felt like to me that he is, in fact, that threat, which is something we got to be aware of and we got to look out for. Now, Mirai is nervous because Carson's coming down, someone's going up. She knows about the backdoor thing, but I'm sure she also knew that she views Misha as a huge threat to her as well.
Yeah, they were standing across from each other, staring each other down like, you're my number one threat. I'm your number one threat. And yet they're under the illusion they may be working together.
Mm-hmm. So Mirai goes to Misha and tries to work a deal. And Misha wants loyalty from her, which is great.
I want you to bend the knee.
Basically. And so she does. She swears loyalty and fealty to Misha Cupcake Tate. And I believe Misha's like, okay, cool. We're just going to go for somebody else then. We won't go for Mirai anymore. Now the question is, who is she going to put up?
And that's where it comes down to. There's not a whole lot of targets because the game started at 11, not 16.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, you know, four or five allies, there's not a whole lot of people left. Especially with two people safe. So her targets were Teddy, Shayna, Todd, and Catan. That was it.
Shayna doesn't have any kind of relationship with Misha, so she goes and like spills everything. Which is a good way to make an alliance, you know what I'm saying? It's a good way to get in someone's good graces and says, hey, so I'm an alliance. It's called the Formation. The people in the Formation are Mirai, Teddy, Cynthia, Carson, Todrick, myself. We're not an alliance anymore, but I thought you should know. How about you don't put me up?
It's funny because to take another Game of Thrones reference, Shayna went up there and she's like, I got little birds everywhere.
Yes.
And if you don't put me up, these little birds will work for you.
Yes, and she just tells her everything. Now, mind you, Misha knows most of the stuff already from Todrick.
Mm-hmm. But it actually helps Todrick because Shayna's corroborating everything that Todrick has already told Misha.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that actually strengthens their bond.
Correct, because now it's like, okay, he's been telling me the truth the whole time.
Yep.
So if you take Mirai off the board. So there's 11, right? We're starting with 11.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia's safe. So we're at 10. Misha's one of the people. So we're at 9.
Carson won veto.
We're at 8. Todrick, mm-hmm. you're working with. Chris Kirkpatrick, you're working with. Lamar, you're working with. So that leaves 5 options.
Yep.
Mariah's already on the block, so that leaves 4 options. Todd, yep. Shayna, Chris Catan, and Teddy.
Yes.
Shayna just made a deal with you?
Yes.
Todd Bridges, Chris Catan, Teddy Mellencamp.
Mm-hmm.
These two aren't doing anything. And Todd and Chris Catan.
Yep.
Only leaves one option, man.
And like I said, I don't think the intention was ever to get rid of Teddy. Until Carson won the veto.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it didn't even have to be Mirai. I think if like Misha won the veto, I think Nam stayed the same and Mirai goes home. I think if Todrick wins the veto, it would have stayed the same. Hell, I think if Mirai had won the veto, I don't think Teddy goes up. I think it would have been like Catan or Todd,
mm-hmm.
or maybe Shayna, because like at that point Carson's gonna have the votes regardless of whoever. So who do you take out? Because they're gonna go home sitting next to him.
So she puts up Teddy as the replacement nominee. And immediately Teddy and Mariah get to work trying to save themselves. Mariah talks to Lamar and they bond because they're both minorities and athletes, Olympians. Bronze medalists, you know what I'm saying? Teddy talks to some people with Chris Kattan telling her that he would save her. And that was kind of it.
Do you we get think to if Lamar were to come in third, he would demand a bronze again?
Well, he asked in the first episode, is there a trophy or something? So he's looking for some kind of proof of the achievement.
You get 250 grand. Cool, but like, do I get a medal or like something to take home? Yeah. Is it just a check?
Take home with me? No? Damn. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. I already got my medal. That's
I got me. Yeah. So, we get Julie coming on because they've tried to garner some votes. We get Julie coming on, and Julie has them flip the nom now over. And oh, what? It's now nom now.
It's crazy to me that none of them checked the bag the entire time they were there. Like, it shows how few actually watch. Because right. It was Velcroed on. Give me 20 minutes with the bag. I would have been like, this doesn't look right. It's not stitched on.
They might have had them put the bag somewhere else, really. Who knows?
Yeah.
So, Cynthia begins the process. She gives the nom now hat to Shayna first, who then gives it to Chris Kirkpatrick, then to Todrick, to Kattan. And then he gives that hat to Lamar. Lamar is safe now. And Todd Bridges, who has no connections. Mind you, one thing we forgot to mention. Todd snoring has annoyed Chris Kattan the whole time.
Yes.
And so this was Chris Kattan's chance to really stick it to Todd. Because he says with the Mon Juan part, I don't like Todd. Because of his snoring. Yep. And this is his chance to put Todd and try to get Todd out the game. So Todd is the new nominee, and he has to pick who he's going to remove from the block and take their place. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how much Todd knew about the backdoor Teddy plot there was.
I don't think he knew anything about it. I think that he had actually had a conversation with Mariah. And mm-hmm. I don't think he had been talking to Teddy. Because it seems that like Mariah has made it a point to at least go around the house and talk to people. Even if she's not necessarily talking game, she's making connections. Versus Todd is sleeping.
True. And I mean, even right after the noms go up, Todd's pitch, because he hadn't worked on it at all, was like, hey, man, do what you got to do.
Yep.
Teddy says she doesn't want to go home. She doesn't like the fact that she was backdoored. Says the worst way to go out the game, because she came to play.
Yep.
When the votes are done, it's a 5-3 vote with Lamar, Todrick, Cynthia, Lamar, Todrick, Chris Kirkpatrick, and Mariah all voting out Teddy, who is
and Shayna.
And Shayna all voting out Teddy, which is basically Misha's alliance. And Carson, Cynthia, and Chris Kattan all voting out Todd Bridges.
So there was a conversation in my house about why Shayna did not vote to save Teddy. And I was like, well, mm-hmm. she had already thrown her under the bus at that point. So mm-hmm. you knew what you're doing. At that point, you know if you vote to save Teddy, that the tiebreaker goes to Misha and Misha's going to vote Teddy out anyway. There's no reason to tip your hand and piss Misha off.
Right.
And that's really what it came down to. Because you saw it right after, as you see the house guests chatting while Teddy's going to talk to Julie, Shayna's upset because she's like, you know, I didn't want to do that. It hurt. And then Chris Kirkpatrick was like, well, we could have protected you. We could have saved you. You know, you if we would have talked about it first, you could have voted this way and Misha would have had to break the tie. And I was like, yeah, but Misha could figure out who which four voted for who. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason to put a target on your back because it's not like you're in her inner circle.
Right.
So.
It, yeah. And so now Teddy's gone. Teddy feels most betrayed by Todrick, but it is what it is.
At least she knows who betrayed her.
Right. Lamar asks, do we have to like get up and say bye to them? They're like, no. Like, you kind of just do. Like, photos go black and white. Lamar asks, why does that happen? I mean, Lamar says, like, that's what happens.
Lamar says, why are you crying? It's not a funeral.
I love Lamar, man. Lamar's killing this game.
Lamar's like, so she comes to practice tomorrow, right? Like, we see her again.
Nah, man, she's gone. She's gone, bro. That's it.
Yeah. She's not Squid Game gone, but she's out of the game gone.
Right. So then we get to the new episode, and in the new episode, we see that Mariah's happy that she made it through. Chris Kattan is a little shocked about how everything went down. And he's afraid that Todd Bridges is an enemy of his, right?
Well, I mean, obviously, because Todd made it his personal mission to keep Kattan up all night by snoring.
as two snorers ourselves, we're going to let you guys know that that's not the plan. We don't intend to do that to you, but it is what it is.
Hey, man, I can't control what I do when I sleep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Carson Kressley is convinced that he's got to get out Misha now. Has no clue that Todrick was like so involved in that.
And I find it very interesting as you go through these episodes that Todrick has constantly made it a point that he's like, I love Carson. We need to get rid of Carson, but I can't be the one to get rid of Carson because Carson's my dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny to watch because it's like, it's like this most recent season of Challenge All-Stars between Brad and Nehemiah where they're like, we're boys, but we are on opposite sides of the game this time. And like, we're going to have to take each other out.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see that Carson is now coming to the realization that he's got to get rid of Todrick, but Todrick has been trying to get rid of Carson without Carson knowing.
Right. We see the HOH competition. It's called Rotten Potatoes. Play on Rotten Tomatoes. Yep. They have to roll these balls and lock in scores of 3 potato meters. Each of the 3 potatoes is a little different. Celebrities can spend as much time on each one as they desire. But if they don't lock it in the score, they'll get a score of 0. Chris Kirkpatrick comes through with this HOH win with a score of 75. It was him, yeah. Then Lamar and Mariah having the top 3 scores. I think she made a great job making this alliance.
The athletes featuring Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
You're in the house with an Olympian, with a former MMA world champion, with an NBA champion, Olympic medalist, with, you know, world-class dancer, and yet you beat them all in a semi-athletic competition. It takes some skills.
So immediately, Chris gets into a little HOH-itis, I think. He wants to go after Mariah. He doesn't want Misha to like have control of his HOH, he feels. But he wants to like put Mariah next to Todrick. I have no idea what Chris is doing here.
Yeah, it's like he doesn't know who's actually in his alliance the way that he's doing this. Like, you do realize if you do this, you blow up your alliance. Like, you claim to be a Big Brother super fan, so what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it.
I don't get it, because it's like, who am I working with? I want to go after those people.
Yeah.
Like, it just, it doesn't make sense to me, and I don't get it, but that's what he said he wants to do.
What I'm theorizing from watching that episode is, even though it's only the second HOH of the season, because of the truncated nature of the season, as well as the fact that there's already only 10 house guests left, he's trying to take out people who he doesn't think he can physically beat already.
But you're like working with them. You just got an alliance with them. You're instrumental in Misha's HOH.
Well, like, because he's instrumental in, and this is what I don't understand. It's like, if you're going to put up Mariah and you're going to put up Todrick, are you putting them up with the idea that one of them will win the veto, because your ultimate goal, even though you're not saying it, is to backdoor Misha?
Maybe, but I just don't get it, because you just worked with her and she has like ultimate trust in you.
Yeah. And
there's going to be opportunities to take her out.
I don't think he wants to get rid of Misha, but it's very interesting to me that, like, he's in there having his mob boss planning session with Lamar and Todd, and he had already pledged to not put up Cynthia and Carson.
Mm-hmm.
And Shayna is your number one in this game. There's not a whole lot of other targets. And that's the problem, is like, I don't understand how Todd got in your ear to be that point, other than the fact that you think that he will be easily expendable. But the fact that you're trying and he isn't is why Todd will last longer than you, if you piss off your alliance.
Because this is your alliance and you're already trying to, like, because the real new alliance could have been Kirkpatrick, Shayna, Todrick, Misha, Lamar, Mariah.
Uh-huh.
Those are the numbers. Those are the voters. That's the voting block. They also did the best in the HOH competition.
And it's funny because, like, we're big game players ourselves. We understand numbers. You have to be on the right side of the numbers. And if you do this, you will no longer be on the right side of the numbers.
Correct.
Because you can only get rid of one of them.
Right. And so he puts up Mariah. He's already decided, he's dead set on putting up Mariah.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, Carson Kressley made a cake. And Chris Kattan ate all of the cake.
That was hilarious. I love that Kattan just got up, didn't bother to put any pants on, just walks into the kitchen and just digs in.
Houses the cake.
Nobody ate the cake.
No.
Didn't use a plate. Didn't use a knife. Just fork, cake, mouth.
Yeah, which is interesting. But because of that, and along with him just not really playing too much, Chris Kirkpatrick is trying to figure out who else to put up, and he decides on Chris Kattan.
Which, Kattan's not there to play anyway, so you're not making any waves by putting him up. But if that's the case, and you really did want a pawn, and you wanted to get rid of Mariah, why not put up Todd?
Because because Todd is in his like inner circle, which is so weird. He's gone back on Misha. He's gone against what Misha wants, what Todrick wants. He doesn't see Carson and Cynthia as a threat. Chris Kirkpatrick is playing a very wild game here. And
I just don't understand it, because I don't know who his number one is. Like, I know it's Shayna, but I don't know why it's Shayna, because it's not like Shayna's going to help you win.
Right. And are you going to try to backdoor Todrick here? Are you going to try to backdoor Misha here? Like, what's the plan?
If Todrick was the backdoor plan, I think Todrick would have enough votes to stay.
Against Mariah, yes. Against Kattan, yes.
I think against either of them, he's going to have enough votes to stay. If Misha is the backdoor plan, she would go.
I think so, too. So with that being the case, the final two nominees that he has going out of this episode are Mariah and Chris Kattan, with him deciding that him deciding that Mirai is in fact his target.
I just don't understand it.
I don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't seem like a good move. It doesn't seem like a good idea. But Chris seems to think he has a plan. Tonight we're going to get the veto ceremony, the power veto and the veto ceremony.
And the eviction.
And the eviction all tonight.
Yeah.
CJ, what are your final thoughts on these three episodes?
I think it's really enjoyable. I did not expect them to be playing this hard this quickly, because even people like Todd, once Todd ended up on the block and he had votes, now he's like, well, now I'm going to go after Catan because he put me in this situation. Like, he has illusions of grandeur about actually winning a competition and putting somebody up. So mm-hmm. It's interesting to me see, because I thought some of them were just there for a vacation and a paycheck, and now they're actually all playing except for Cynthia.
I think Cynthia is playing, but not playing. Like, I think quietly.
She's socially playing. She's mm-hmm. not physically playing.
Correct. I think, who do you think is in the best spot?
Right now, probably Lamar.
Okay.
I don't think Lamar's going to win, but I think because Carson and Misha are going after each other right now, it has become apparent that Todrick betrayed half the house. And it has become apparent that Shayna betrayed the formation as well. I mean, someone like Catan or Todd are in great spots just because there's not a target on them. But there's about seven people who all have reasons to get rid of each other.
Yeah, I think that Lamar is probably in the best spot because he's very liked, and he's being like relied upon for strategy.
Yeah.
I also think Shayna's in a very good spot because Shayna's not being looked at as a threat and knows what she's doing.
Yes.
I think in terms of the worst spot, I think Todrick's in a bad spot because a lot of people know what he's doing. I think Misha's kind of in a bad spot, but not really, because Misha, I think, can win her way out and could possibly garner the votes to stay. Carson wants her gone. But against Mirai, I think she might be able to pull back like Lamar. Todrick will vote to keep her. I think Todd Bridges might vote to keep her as well. So
that's the thing. It seems like they all like Mirai, but it seems like none of them want to necessarily work with her.
Right.
But she's a floater who's willing to play ball, versus Catan isn't. And a floater being willing to play ball can take you pretty far, where being a floater that can play ball, you get down to 5 or 4, you have a real shot at winning this game.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think's in the worst spot? Todrick?
I think he's in a real bad spot, but I think that he still has Misha as a shield.
Okay.
And that's what's going to... It will help him, but I think if a Cynthia won the next HOH, I could see Misha and Todrick going up together. If Shayna won, I could see those two going up together because Shayna understands the game. Chris Kirkpatrick won't take that shot, but he could probably get Shayna to take it.
Yeah.
I would love for a wild card HOH like a Catan or a Todd just to shake up the game.
We will see what happens. We'll be back on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. CJ, where can people find you?
They can find me on all my socials at Keyboard Sarcasm.
Perfect. You can find me at KG Fury. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're watching this on Facebook, head over to the YouTube for the For the Fans Entertainment. Like and subscribe, and make sure you get those notifications. We're going to be back later on this week also, not me and CJ, but Kylie will be back with some Survivor Australia coverage. From what I understand, Sandra's still in the game, which is amazing because she's playing with her daughter, which is crazy. The queen is still in the game. But check that out. Join me and CJ here, probably with Danny or Denny, coming this Thursday. With that, signing off. Peace.
Bye.